referring, say, if you were in Tallahassee and you were talking about being in Atlanta, you might say, I saw so-and-so.
Up in Atlanta.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then Miami would be.
Be down in Miami.
Yeah. What's east of here?
Oh, that's over to Panama City.
I see. Okay. What about if a lot of people are having a party nearby and it gets out of hand and somebody calls the police? When the police come over, you might say they didn't arrest just one person, they arrested
the whole bunch.
Okay. Something that a group of people might have, they hire themselves a band, they're having a party, they would say they're going to have a...
A dance?
Okay. When you were growing up, do you remember any particular dances that were popular that y'all did?
The Charleston. Yeah. Just getting back there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything besides that?
Waltz.
Okay. What about this expression? Say at 3 o'clock in the afternoon is the time when the children get out of school. You'd say that at 3 o'clock school
is out.
Okay. Or if it's during the summertime when school's not in session, toward the end of the summer, somebody might ask, well, when does school
start?
Talking about a child, maybe one of your sons who leaves home supposedly to go to school but never gets there on purpose, you'd say he did what?
Played hooky.
Okay. What about if he's in college and decides he doesn't want to go to class?
Skipped class.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a person goes to school to get
an education.
And after high school, some people go on
to college.
Okay. What about after you kindergarten? You go to the
first grade.
Okay. And in a classroom, each student sits behind his own
desk or table.
Okay. And the plural of that, the room is full of
desks.
Okay. A few buildings around town. If you want to check out a book, you go to the
library.
Yeah. And if you wanted to mail a package, you'd go to the
post office.
What about if you wanted to see a play or a movie?
Go to the theater.
Right. Or if you had to stay overnight, you'd stay in a
hotel or a motel.
Okay. Or if you got very ill, you might have to go into the
hospital.
And in the hospital, the woman who looks after you would be the
nurse.
Okay. What about if you had to catch a train in town? Where would you go?
The depot.
Okay. Any other term?
Train station, train terminal.
A rail.
Railroad station.
Okay. Where would you catch the bus?
Tallahassee would be on the street corner. The bus stop.
Right, the
bus stop. Yeah. All right. I don't know what else we would call it.
In a lot of small towns in the South, where you have the courthouse, well, the place in the county where you have the courthouse, that's called the town in which
The county seat.
Yeah. Now, in a lot of towns, the downtown area is kind of the businesses arranged around the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that area called anything in particular?
The courthouse square?
Is there anything equivalent to that in Tallahassee?
No,
that
there
kind
isn't
of arrangement?
No.
Okay. Say if in town one building was located here and another one here, you'd say that this building was right across from this one. Now what if this building were located like so from this building?
It was catty-cornered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people around here use the words anti-goblin or anti-goglin to mean the same thing?
I don't know.
Okay.
Did I have?
Say in larger cities, transportation that was provided on rails. The car ran on rails and had power from electricity, wire.
Trolley. Mm-hmm. Streetcars.
Is there anything like that here?
No. Mm-hmm.
Say if you were on a bus, you might tell the driver, the next corner is where I want
to get off.
Or if you have a cat, the cat scratching on the door, you might say, well, it looks like the cat, if he's inside the house,
he wants to get out.
Okay. What about a man who has a civil service job? You say he works for the federal
government.
Okay. And